This reading here, on the feast day of Christ the King, might be a little bit different than what we expected. Typically we think of Christ the King with his majesty and splendor and glory, King of kings and Lord of lords, the one with ultimate authority, the Almighty. And yet the Vatican chose in its wisdom to give a reading of the crucifixion. What's going on there? Why in the world would those men in the Vatican choose the crucifixion as a reading for the feast day, the solemnity of Christ the King? After reflecting on it a little bit more, think about the crown that we gave Jesus, the crown of thorns, where we mocked him, spat upon him, just like the soldiers did, beat him over the head and, oh God, you are my king, and mocked him in that way. But you look at the response of Jesus. We crowned him. We crowned him out of mockery every time we sin. And what was Jesus' response? He does not retaliate. He does not resort to violence. You know, what would we do if we got that? I mean, if we were mocked that way, what would we do? I'll show you. I'm gonna put on my boxing gloves. I'm gonna get you back, or I'm gonna be angry. I'm gonna give you my voice. I'm gonna get back at you. Watch out, right? How dare you to do such an injustice to me? That's the way we think today. Injustice, I'm angry, injustice. Jesus doesn't. He doesn't retaliate to our injustice. Moreover, he doesn't just remain silent. You see, he remains silent, but he doesn't just do that. He picks up the cross and carries it to Calvary. He labors for our salvation. Despite our sins and our mockery of him, day in and day out, he picks up that cross and he wills our salvation. He loves our salvation to come. And he's not satisfied until he climbs Mount Calvary and it is finished. And as he hangs on the cross, he cries out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We look in this suffering and the humility that Jesus has to know that the Father sent his only begotten Son so that we can have redemption. He was willing to suffer for us, for love of us. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. Yes, this one who sits on his throne at the right hand of the Father is the same one who died on the cross for us and pleaded those words, Father, forgive them. This is our King. You see, this King is not a King of mere rules and regulations. It's a King of love, King of mercy, King of compassion, King of peace. And he would stop at nothing, to exercise his authority for our salvation, so that we can participate in his very love. See, we got it all upside down. Thinking about rules and regulations. He's got it right. The crown of thorns that we crowned him, the crown of mockery, that is the golden crown. Because it has the blood of our Savior on it. The crown of gold that we think of Jesus. Okay, it's a crown of gold. But it's the crown of thorns that got us a salvation. It is the altar of the cross where Jesus Christ sits on his throne. He is on his throne on his cross and offers us his kingly power. And as we receive him here in this Eucharist, we receive his kingly power. His not just kingly power, his divine power. The divine power to love. And so he calls us out. He calls us not to just merely be saved ourselves, but to work for the salvation for others. To help the poor, to help those who are in need, to be merciful to those who need mercy, to not be judgmental on those who judge us, to assume the best of others, to allow him to reign in our hearts and in the world. Do you want Jesus Christ to reign? Do we want Jesus Christ to reign in our hearts, in our families, in this community, in the world? We have to find mercy ourselves. We have to find the compassion ourselves. And the only way to do that is to look upon our King on his throne, his real throne, the throne of the cross, which is the same throne right here, the throne of the altar. Do you want Jesus Christ to reign? Do you want the King of peace, the King of love, the King of salvation? Do you want him to rule this world with that kind of kingship that you need to let him?